Next patient was Alice. Let's see, Alice Diane Campbell. That's D-I-A-N-E. Alice, A-L-I-C. Alice Diane Campbell, C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L. Date of birth is 8/2/49. Date of visit is 2/21/24. Present a copy for Andrew Dill, M.D. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is history of pulmonary embolism and hypoxia. Next paragraph. History of illness. This is a 75-year-old female who has had a history of multiple medical problems, including history of hypertension, diabetes mellitus type 2, history of gastroesophageal reflux, hyperlipidemia, obstructive sleep apnea, and a recent history for pulmonary embolism, was admitted to Advent Hospital on 11/29/23. Period. The patient has been on Eliquis 5 milligrams BID, and she has shortness of breath with activity and denies any cough or wheezing, but has occasional chest pains. The patient also has a history of obstructive sleep apnea, diagnosed more than 5 years ago, and has a CPAP set up at home, which she does not use regularly. She is also a known hypertensive and has mild diabetes. She has been overweight and she denies any leg or calf muscle pains, but has joint pains and denies any skin lesions. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes the history of hypertension and diabetes, history of gastroesophageal reflux and hyperlipidemia. She has history of depression, and surgical history includes gastric surgery for gastric outlet obstruction, and history of cholecystectomy and a hysterectomy, as well as hiatal hernia repair. She was treated for COVID-19 infection in 2022, and has been treated for gastroparesis and irritable bowel syndrome, and has had atrial fibrillation. Atrial flutter. Next paragraph. Allergies. Allergies to sulfa and codeine. Next paragraph. Can you also add in the past history of surgery also includes knee surgery and a history for tonsillectomy and a tubal ligation and cataract repair. Next, habits the patient does not smoke, no alcohol use, lives with the husband, Next, medalist, gabapentin, 100 milligrams, TID. Omeprazole, 20 milligrams daily. Amlodipine, 5 milligrams daily. Aracloxazide, 25 milligrams daily. Carafate, 1 gram QID. Crestor, 10 milligrams daily. Vanlop vaccine, 150 milligrams daily. Atovent nasal spray, 2 spray in each nostril daily. Losartan, 100 milligrams daily. And metformin, 500 milligrams daily. Eliquis, 5 milligrams BID. Next, paragraph. Family history, mother died of pancreatic cancer. And father died of a colon disorder with hemorrhage. Next paragraph. System review, the patient has gained weight, she has fatigue, she has no cataracts, no vertigo, but has hoarseness and nosebleeds. She has urinary frequency and burning. And she has depression and anxiety. She has jaw pain and palpitations and has abdominal pains and diarrhea and constipation. And she has easy bruising. She has joint pains, muscle aches, and denies seizures or headaches. And no skin rash. Next, physical exam. This obese elderly white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 135 by 80, pulse 67, respiration 16 times 97.5. Weight is 214, saturation 94. HEND norms, phallic pupils react when equal. Tongue is moist, throat is mild, injected, ears no inflammation. Next, supplement no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions and visas are scattered throughout both lung fields. Heart, the heart seems irregular. S1 and S2 with no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly. Bowel sounds active, extremities, no edema or lesions, remarked by acoustes, and no cap tenderness, reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor death. Cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, brush number 1 is history of pulmonary embolism. Number 2 is obstructive sleep apnea. Number 3 is hypertension. Number 4 is diabetes mellitus. Number 5 is gastroparesis. And next paragraph, plan patient will be advised to get a complete pulmonary function study. And she was given a Ventolin HFA inhaler, 2+, DIDPNN. Also advised to get a polysomnographic study, since we do not have a copy of the previous one. And she is not compliant with her machine. She also will continue with Eliquis 5 milligrams BID. And a copy of her recent labs will be requested, and a follow-up arranged approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for the consultation, Dr. D'Souza. A copy for Andrew Dill, M.D., D-I-L-L, M.D.